Namaste, my dears. Thank you so much for joining me for episode 21 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with Kelly Connor. Today's episode is our first discussion of the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. The translation that I'm working from today is by Mukunda Stiles. I do recommend this translation for beginner students as well as maybe not so beginner students. It's a wonderful translation. I'm hoping to make these little study sessions a more regular part of the podcast, as I know that you are all yearning to learn more about yoga beyond the mat. And although I do strive to infuse my asana classes with yogic philosophy, it is nice just to break it down and sit and have a little talk. So I do hope that you enjoy this. I enjoy sharing it with you. As I was saying, I appreciate all of your support so much, and thank you all for spreading the word about this podcast and about my public classes in Seattle. Please email me, sunroseyoga@gmail.com. Please leave me a voicemail, 503-583-2599. Or please follow me on Twitter. I'm at Yogini in the Hood. Wishing you all love, always. Namaste. And so today, I thought that we could begin our study of the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. Chapter 1, Samadhipada, which translates to on being absorbed in spirit. With great love and respect, now the blessings of yoga instruction are offered. Yoga is experienced in that mind which has ceased to identify itself with its vacillating waves of perception. So oftentimes we think of yoga as something that we do, when that is true, that's only partially true. Yoga is actually also a way of being. And as I just read to you from chapter 1, verse 2 of the sutras, it is that state of being which we are no longer identifying with the fluctuations of the mind. In Sanskrit, this verse translates as such: yoga chitta vritti nirodha. So just as we begin our study, let's chant that three times. Yoga chitta vritti nirodha. Yoga chitta vritti nirodha. Yoga chitta vritti nirodha. Now, what are these fluctuations or vacillations, you might be asking yourself, that we free ourselves of as we become immersed in yoga? Well, say for example, something happens. Let's say you are driving down the street and someone cuts you off. That happened. That was, that fact existed. The fluctuations occur in your mind after the fact. The thoughts you have about that, the thoughts you might have about the driver, the thoughts you then might have about yourself and your own driving abilities. Then it might fluctuate to worries you might have about continuing on your path in the car.
So in essence, we are seeking to free ourselves from that chatter through this practice. And one way that has really worked for me in beginning that process is to come to a comfortable seated position. It doesn't have to be on the floor. It can be in a chair. But ideally, you're connecting with the earth. Allow the lower part of the body to relax. Allow the tailbone to root into the earth. Allow the knees to relax. And once the lower part of the body has relaxed, begin to lift the heart. Begin to lengthen the spine. Begin to draw the belly in to the spine. Let's just roll the shoulders up, back, and down, spreading the collarbones, drawing the shoulder blades down the back, and then lengthening the back of the neck, softening the face. And if you haven't already, close the eyes. Once the eyes are closed, we perhaps are less distracted by those outer worldly things that we are able to perceive with our senses, but we are able to more clearly focus on those inner distractions, those inner fluctuations. And now, if you will, just focus your attention on the inhalation. And focus your attention on the exhalation. Again, imagine yourself filling up completely with the inhalation and letting go completely with the exhalation. And let's sit like this for a few moments, just observing the breath, fully experiencing the breath, thinking of the inhalation and thinking of the exhalation. Now, if thoughts arise, and they always do, or they often do, that's okay. This is a practice that has worked for me in allowing myself not to become distracted by those thoughts. Imagine those thoughts, if you will, as waves on the surface of a lake or of the ocean. On the ocean. They are only on the surface. It's only rocky up there at the top where water meets sky. If you drop down low, if you drop down deeper into the breath, if you drop down deeper into the depths of that vast body of water, all is calm. All is at peace. Now those thoughts may continue to swell at the surface, and that's okay. That's what they're meant to do. The mind is meant to think. You and your true self, however, have this amazing capability to drop down into the present. To no longer be distracted by those continuing thoughts, simply by coming into your breath as it moves in and as it moves out. Let's bring our hands to the heart center, to Anjali Mudra, the gesture of offering. And maybe at this point, press your pinky fingers together, press your thumbs together, but then lift the index, middle, and ring fingers apart, so you've got a bit of space there. So it's almost as though we're creating a little lotus flower at the heart center here in Lotus Mudra. Allow whatever thoughts of peace and compassion have come to you in this moment. and let them overflow that lotus that you've created at your heart center. And as they overflow, allow them to envelop all beings. I thank you so much for joining me today for our first mini discussion of the Yoga Sutras. I wish each and every one of you peace and freedom from those fluctuations in the mind as you move about your day, as you move on your path, until we meet again and always. Namaste.
Music for this podcast was provided by Music Alley from Mevio. The song is Samadhi. The band is Adventures of Leonid. Please check them out at musicalley.com.